call the Tuesday, April 27th, 2021. Council meeting, or we'll start with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Those of you here and those of you on Zoom, we appreciate everyone participating. So now we have, the most important part is roll call, make sure we have a quorum.
Coke.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Milchewski is absent. Plocher.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Frieders.
Day.
Chirulis.
Here.
Peterson.
Yes.
We have a quorum.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I have no amendments for the agenda. We do have a couple of presentations. The first one is for Hobby Awareness Days for the American Legion and American Legion Auxiliary Unit. And I will read that. Whereas America is the land of freedom, preserved and protected willingly and freely by citizen soldiers. Whereas millions who have answered the call to arms have died on the field of battle. Whereas a nation of peace must be reminded of the price of war and the debt owed to those who have died in war. Whereas the red poppy has been designated as a symbol of sacrifice of lives in all wars. Whereas the American Legion Post 489 and American Legion Auxiliary Unit 489 have pledged to remind America annually of this debt through the distribution of the memorial flower so that May 10th through 16th, 2021 may serve as Poppy Awareness Days. Therefore, I, John Trussell, Mayor of the United City of Yorkville, do hereby proclaim Poppy Awareness Days in the United City of Yorkville and request all citizens to observe these days by wearing a poppy and making contributions for this worthy cause. So, I think we have a couple people here. And I assume you want this proclamation for the Legion there. And I'm understanding that you've got a flower for me.
Got a flower for
me. A poppy. How would we guess the poppy? So thank you. You want to have a video here? Just thinking, we have a new facility manager, but we have some fantastic cameras there. So Bart will look like
the out of an IT job.
That's right. How do you want to do this?
Yeah, that's good.
It's on your shirt.
Okay. It matches the colors too. Yeah. It's a brand new shirt I put on for this meeting. So here, which one do you want? Do you want to have that? Both of you can hold it, however you want to do it. So we'll just look and get a couple pictures, and if you want to make funny faces too, we can do that. They want to see that.
Good one.
Yep. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Good to see you. Thank you both. You can stick around for the meeting. It's very scintillating, but if you want to go home and take a rest.
Sure to go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Next, we have a proclamation for Motorcycle Awareness Month. No, I'm doing presentations right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still doing presentations.
Sounds good.
Yeah, thank you. But I appreciate that.
Orders of the dead?
I get those from my wife. Whereas safety is the highest priority for the highways and streets of our city and state, and whereas the great state of Illinois is proud to be a national leader in motorcycle safety, education, and awareness, and whereas motorcycles are a common and economical means of transportation that reduce fuel consumption and road wear and contribute in a significant way to the relief of traffic and parking congestion. Whereas it is especially meaningful that citizens of our city and state be aware of motorcycles on the roadways. Whereas the members of ABATE of Illinois, which stands for a brotherhood aimed toward education, I never knew that, continually promote motorcycle safety, education and awareness of high school driver education programs to over 120,000 participants in Illinois over the past 6 years. Whereas all motorcyclists should join ABATE of Illinois and actively promoting the safety of motorcycles as well as monitoring or promoting motorcycle safety. Whereas motorcyclists of Illinois have contributed extensive volunteerism and money to national and charitable organizations. Whereas during the month of May, another one for May here, all roadway users should unite in the safe sharing of the roadways with the United States of Yorkville and the state of Illinois. Now therefore, I, John Purcell, the mayor of Yorkville and the great state of Illinois, in recognition of 34 years of abate and over 352,318 registered motorcyclists statewide, and in recognition of the continued role Illinois serves as a leader in motorcycle safety education awareness, do hereby proclaim the month of May 2021 as Motorcycle Awareness Month in the United States of Yorkville, and urge all motorists to join in an effort to improve safety and awareness on our roadways. Thank you. I don't think there's anyone here from this organization, so I'll hand this over to the clerk. Everyone witness that it's now in her hands. And the last one that's not on here is May is one roll, please. And we hopefully our inaugural Margaritas and Mayo, May 27th. We're going to have the mariachi band that's going to be downtown from 5 to 9. It's the last day of public schools, so Thursday before Memorial Day. It's a great way to kick off the summer. Mariachi bands, Mexican music. I think we're going to have some. Tim, are you out there? What else am I missing? We're going to have some Mexican dancers, I think, too.
Yes, sir.
Tacos, I believe. So Mexican food. And I'm sure the establishments down there will have some specials on margaritas. Sangria is a must if we're having this event. I like sangria. Probably some Mexican beers. It's going to be a fantastic way to kick off the summer. So let's make it margaritas and Mayo month, the whole month. So there we go. Okay. That's the end of the presentation for me. Now we're on the public hearing. I did that the wrong way. Citizen comments, sorry. Citizen comments on the agenda. Is there anyone in the audience here in the building? I see staff, I see elected officials, attorneys, clerks, and the press. No one here. Anyone out in Zoom land have anything they would like to say at the citizen comments?
Yes, I have something to say. This is Mary Mulligan, a proud Yorkville resident. I would like to congratulate Joel Frieders on a really great time on the council. As someone who started just wanting to, as he puts it, fix the effing roads in his neighborhood, for those of you who've gotten to know Joel, you know that Joel cares a lot. A whole lot. It's kind of a thing to care a lot about everything that he does. So I am so grateful for the people of Yorkville who have nurtured Joel and who have allowed him to make huge changes in your neighborhoods. And I'm also very grateful to be a co-worker of Joel. I hope for the day to be able to work with him every single day and to watch him literally the effing world by caring and giving a shit about everyone that he encounters. So thank you, Joel, for being you. And I'm just really, really proud to know you.
Thank you very much. Very well said. Is there anyone else in Zoom land who would like to speak? Anyone?
And also show my gratitude for all the things.
one of the sweetest people I know, Mary, and I will always consider her a friend and always look to her inspiration on when I'm feeling down or I feel like I can't take on the world. She will really account and encompass the do whatever you want to put your mind mindset. So thank you, Joel, for all you do.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, any others?
I'll chime in real quickly. So I'm Christina, also a favorite policy change here at Hope for the Day. I'm very much to work with Joel, and I don't know anyone that can get more done than Joel, whether that be following the rules or not. He does everything in the best interest of everyone else and really works his ass off to make his team proud and make his community proud and everyone that works with him. So Joel, we love you.
Excellent. Thank you. That's fantastic. Are there any others? I see some other people popping up. I don't know if anyone else wants to speak. Excellent. Well, thank you. Joel, we're going to miss you too, but I'm told you might come back one more time. I'm told.
It's very possible.
Very possible. I love those shades too, by the way. The future's so bright, you got to have shades. Remember that? You're kind of young, Joel. That's from the 80s, I believe. Like, who was that? Is that Dire Straits? No, who was that?
No, it's the Dire Straits.
It was in a movie.
Well, when you think of it, text me. Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you. We have no public hearings. We have any other citizen comments on the agenda? Hearing none, we're going to move on. We are rocking and rolling here. So we have a consent agenda with minutes of the regular city council meeting from April 13th and bills totaling $935,813.65. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second by Ms. Peterson. Oh, and I forgot to declare, because we are under the state allowed Zoom protocol, we do need to do everything by roll call. So roll call, please.
Koch?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Terulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. We're on to the Mayor's Day report. Oh, I guess I did a couple of things up front. Well, that's okay. They got to zip on out of here ahead of time. So, Lisa, thanks for reminding me. I reminded myself. That was fantastic. So, items one and two are done with. I do have an appointment to the library board. Rosie Millen, and this is for a term that expires, I think, in May of 2023. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking for a motion and a second on that, please.
So moved.
Second.
Peterson, and was that Plosher?
Yeah.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Terulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plosher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Present.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Now we're on to RFQ, Public Works RFQ, Space Needs Analysis and Vendor Qualification. This is set up as one motion, so I'm looking for a motion to approve the resolution providing for the selection of qualified firms to provide architectural services for Public Works Space Needs, and a resolution providing for additional firms to the list of qualified firms to provide architectural services to the city.
So moved.
So moved.
I heard a second by Frieders, and a motion by AJP versus JP, the last one had an AJP and a JP. Okay, Bart, do you want to explain this process and how we came to this?
Yeah, so there are two resolutions in the packet for everybody's use and for voting, even though there's one motion. The first resolution pertains to the space needs analysis for the public works facilities specifically. So that is the four firms. We're ranking them in order. We're asking for your approval of those four firms in order so that we can go negotiate with the number one firm for the public works space needs analysis. So that is Kluger at the one spot. If negotiations don't work out with Kluber, then we move to Williams, and then Wold and Tria. And there's a little bit of background in the memo about, you know, why we chose them in our analysis of the proposals. Then the second resolution in there would be to add Kluber and Wold and Tria, who we have previously not worked with, nor vetted their proposals for jobs in the past, onto our list of sort of pre-qualified architectural firms, which would allow us to cut a little bit of the procurement process out in the future if we have architect work that needs to be done. So we're basically pre-qualifying six firms in full after we add these other three, so that if there's a job under $25,000, or if it's over 40, City Council can approve it without going through the RFQ process with one of these six firms. And so we package that all together, and it's in front of you for a vote. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Any questions or comments? Mr. Funkhauser.
I kind of actually have an issue with these being combined. The scopes are different to me from what we solicited for the Public Works RFQ as compared to the master plan or any other architectural, the list that we have. The list we had before is for overall, you know, architectural services. We selected that list based on, you know, master planning. We had this discussion last year about when we were going through the RFQ for the Public Works facility, and I asked why wouldn't we just pick somebody from our pre-approved list, and I was told that the scopes are so different that it wouldn't make sense to bring them in and do have them on this one. This is kind of what I see as the same thing. This is a specialized scope that we solicited these firms for. They did not submit qualifications for our overall. So I kind of have an issue bringing on these three firms to our overall list. I don't have an issue with them on the RFP for the Public Works facility, but to combine the two, I have an issue due to the differences of scopes that we have. So I would be more inclined to do these as two separate motions, because I do have an issue with the second part, which is the overall architectural list.
I understand the comments, appreciate them. I'm still requesting that the council approve as the motion was made. Other comments or questions? Mr. Cole.
I know it seemed like the Oswego, they did the Hoover did the Oswego Motors, right? If I read right in the packet here, in the presentation here.
You read it in the packet. I don't remember.
Well, it seemed like $2.5 million, and that seems almost completely low to me for some reason, but compared to some of the other ones they were listing.
Yeah, I don't know if they did that recently, or if that was, you know, a couple decades ago, or if that was just a partial remodeling of the facility. I'm familiar with their public works facility. It is kind of older, so I can see how that maybe would fit. Like,
so maybe they're not brand new from scratch.
Yeah, they're a list of. I mean, it's expansive of how many projects. I mean, it isn't qualified by date. You know, so only the ones that are listed in there with references as to date are really the ones that we can like say, you know, oh, okay, this is, you know, recent and relevant. Everything else is just like, you know, an expansive roster of everything they've done for the past couple decades.
Okay.
Just
one other quick
intro.
I believe they said that you have familiarity with Clipper 2.
Yeah, well, I was with County. County did a couple of projects with them, and, you know, I like them. The one thing I like about them is they weren't afraid to challenge you to think. Believe you me, I look mean, it doesn't matter in hell. But then you calm down and you say, you know, that's a great point. Let's think about it. I just, you know, it's been several years, obviously, but we did a couple projects with them, and I was real pleased with them. Other questions or comments? Mr. Funkhauser.
I'll say, Old Soldier, I've worked with several of these firms professionally, so I do know that I do have background on who they are, what they've done. With Oswego, in regard to that was the facility, I did have a conversation with a former Public Works staff member who brought up some of the issues that they did have through that process, the cost was one of them. They had some issues with the costing of it in terms of what the ultimate cost was compared to the estimated cost and the build out of it. But it was a new facility, but that's probably 15 to 20 years.
Okay.
So that's, if you extrapolate that time, it can be more, but it was, that's why it's so low. So that's the only part I have on that. If there are no other comments, I am going to make a motion to separate them, but I don't want to do that before discussion ends.
Okay. Any other discussion on the motion as presented? Mr. Funkhauser?
I'd like to make a motion to separate the two RFPs into separate.
Okay. Motion dies for lack of second. We're back to the original motion. Any further discussion on the original motion? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Nay. No.
Chirulis?
Nay.
Transier?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Okay, so now we are on to, oh man, this doesn't my report, at least my first one. Ha! It turns over to Arden Clocher.
Problem. PW 2021-06, a motion to approve an MFT resolution for Rebuild Illinois Fox Hill Improvement and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Second by Frieders. Brad or Eric, just real quickly, roughly how much is this? And this does the whole subdivision, correct?
That's correct, Mayor. The plan is to repave or build and overlay the entire subdivision. And the reason for the revised resolution is there's a change in direction from Springfield. So just some additional paperwork that has to be completed to move the project forward.
Excellent. Questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Chirulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
PW 2021-26, Timberglen Subdivision. A motion to authorize the release of the remaining performance security for Timberglen Lot 5 and 6.
Second.
Second by Chirulis. And these are the townhomes off Elderman Road. I guess that was actually part of the Fox Hill development. Is that what that was?
Yes.
So yeah, these are the townhomes. They're all set and done there. Questions or comments from the council? Roll call, please.
Transier?
Yes.
Clocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulis?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
PW 2021-27, resolution authorizing a bid. A motion to approve a resolution authorizing acceptance of a bid from T Construction Inc. for the Mill Road Reconstruction Project in the amount not to exceed $1,957,829.43 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Second. Now, is this, just want to make clear, this is contingent on us getting a revised agreement with Grand Reserve, correct?
Correct. Yeah, that language is included in the resolution authorizing the
we're hoping to have that next month, but we don't know. And if that, for some reason, prolongs, then we may not be able to get to this year. So, any questions or comments from the council? Roll call, please.
Clocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
PW 2021-28, Mill Road Reconstruction. A motion to approve the Mill Road Reconstruction Professional Service Agreement Construction Engineering and authorize mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second by Cole. This is for the same project?
Yes, and also as the trigger.
Any questions or comments from the council? Roll call, please.
Frieders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
PW 2021-29. Bristol Ridge Road Resurfacing. A motion to approve Bristol Ridge Road Resurfacing Transportation Program Professional Service Agreement Preliminary and Design Engineering authorized the Mayor and City Clerk to execute.
Second.
Second by Turles. Any questions or comments from the council? Roll call, please.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Turules?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mr. Plocher, may I interrupt for just 1 second?
Go right ahead.
Thank you. Let me get right. I should have added on this one, that last one, Bristol Ridge. That was the final piece we need to apply for. What is it, a grant? Was it King County?
Yeah, we're on a wait list for a grant.
Okay.
And so this would make us eligible to proceed with that grant after this design contract is completed. And whatever they say, you're off the wait list.
And if we don't ever get the grant, this is, I can't say there won't be any tweaks later on, but this is all going to be used for the future project when it is done. So it's not just for naught. And it was something we talked about. Excuse me, now, is that last fall or when was that? I don't remember.
Yeah.
So, excellent. Okay, thank you. Mr. Plocher, thank you.
No problem. We'll move on to Wing Road, PW 2021-30. A motion to add Wing Road to Route 71 roadway project with an estimated expenditure in the amount of $47,000 for roadway improvements.
Second by Peterson. This one, there was some discussion at committee, my understanding on this, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyone have questions here? This road is just really falling apart. I asked why you want to do it. Eric said it's gravel. And I went down, it's pretty sad. It's short, but it's pretty sad. Questions or comments? Mr. Plocher?
Just to clarify, the discussion on whether we close part of it or not, so we'll bring that back, but the paving wasn't, we all agreed on that. So.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you very much. Roll call, please.
Koch?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Turules?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Hey, hold me a second on that.
Okay, PW 2021-31, Road to Better Roads Program number 2. A motion to approve additional paving on Auto Creek Boulevard, Road, McHugh Road, East Barbary Circle, and Moombaugh Boulevard to the 2021 Road to Better Roads Program 2 as presented in the packet materials.
Second
by, I think I heard Cole first. Questions or comments on this? Mr. Frieder first, please.
If it's possible, just to put a little plug in Mr. Brad's ear and Mr. Eric's ear for next year, when we're planning for a couple years forward. The remaining roads in Little Green Meadows, crap. So I just want to make sure that somebody has an eye on Faxon, as that's getting worse and worse. Also, there are some pieces on Corneals that I know that we're talking about redoing, but Corneals got really bad over the winter. And then there's a portion of Alice that has some pretty bad spots. I know that I've already sent you private text messages with hearts around them, but I just want to thank you for taking care of my neighborhood when I'm dead and gone. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cole.
I know all the kids here, we talked about a little bit about the veterinary clinic on Garden, and what they're going to do is they're going to try to fix that internally instead of putting it in this.
That's good. Anything further than nothing?
Excellent. And just one thing to add to all these projects. If you exclude Mill Road, which is pretty close to $2 million, if you exclude that, we're still looking at almost $3 million in projects for next year. And I know we talked about, I think we're really in the goal of a couple million a year, and that's going to go up with inflation. So this doesn't get us where we need to be. Obviously, we have a long ways to go, but it's been great to be able to do this, and I appreciate everyone's support in improving these roads, because it's a long haul, but this is a good start, so thank you. Any other questions or comments on this? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
No.
Chirulis?
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes and yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
We'll move on to PW 2021-32, AWSS. A motion to approve an agreement for professional service alternate water source study, AWSS update 2021, authorized the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Second by Trangier. Who wants to talk about it? You or Brad?
Okay. So this is an engineering agreement with EEI that will bring us up to speed on our Yorkville-specific water options, so that when the Joliet figures and then the Oswego information that we're paying for through Baxter Whitman is completed, we have apples-to-apples comparison information for each option. And then additionally, for all the options, they are going to be buttoning up the Yorkville-specific kind of internal water main infrastructure estimates. So there are different things we have to do for different options depending on where the water supply connects in order to move water internally in our system throughout the city. So this is kind of the last study, we hope, before we can have a robust public discussion this summer and fall and make a decision on what we're doing by the end of the calendar year.
Thank you. Questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Chirulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Now we'll move on to PW 2021-33. A motion to approve adding portions of Apple Tree Court, Teacher Center, Downtown Area, East Center Street sidewalk to the 2021 sidewalk program as presented in the packet materials.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Frieders. Discussion? Zero.
Prairie Meadows, the subdivision right now has 46 vacant lots without sidewalks. We're talking about putting sidewalks on three of those big blocks for $250,000. And this is a safety issue. We should be addressing all 46 blocks and not three, which is going to have no impact whatsoever on the safety of kids who have to walk through the entire subdivision without sidewalks in several areas to get to the end point where there's a sidewalk. Makes no sense whatsoever.
I second that.
Agreed.
Can I add one thing? I think it also sets a precedent. I know in my work and work too, probably the old part of town, where there are lots, what's got homes that have been there for 20 years that never had the sidewalk put in, so you have the same situation. So now we're going to go through every subdivision and find these lots and sidewalks to, but a lot of them are, they buy a separate lot, and for some reason, the sidewalk never got put on the vacant lot that they buy way back when, and so now you have the same thing, you have one lot that doesn't have sidewalk, and then it picks up again. I just worry about that person.
I think they're good questions and comments. The reason this was recommended is when we had our planning session a year and a half ago, one of the comments that came up by a couple aldermen, and I can't tell you who it was or who they were, was the city has tried to complete sidewalks that go to schools, and I agree there's 40 whatever some lots or however many lots that aren't finished yet, but that is the main feeder between that subdivision and the school. And I think it's actually two lots, not three lots. And it wasn't $250,000. That's for the whole sidewalk program. But that is the main feeder between the subdivision and the schools. There's two lots where there's no sidewalks, and there's a lot of bus traffic, and there's a lot of car traffic on that little section there. And that's why this was suggested. I can't argue with any of you on the other points of the other lots. There's no argument, but this is why that section was picked. Mr. Peterson.
Yeah, and talking to Seaver's point, there's no other way to get there. They'd have to go out on the street, so rain, wind, snow, shine, it's just, it could be muddy, it is a disaster. I guess my concern would be, obviously it would be great to do that, my concern would be, if you look at those lots, they're, what, minus 2 feet down from the curb in some areas. So if you put a sidewalk, if you pay good money for the sidewalk in, I'd be worried about it getting undermined and eroding and things of that nature. So you almost have to build up the sides a little bit or do something to keep it structurally solid for a while until those get built on.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know, when Brad came up with the estimate, I don't know, or Eric, do you know off the top of your head, Brad, what you would estimate on that? Would you estimate, as Mr. Peterson's saying, you build it up, or would it just be like a little island?
Oh, Mayor, we plan on building the sidewalk up to the appropriate grade level, and then we would grade it back to the curb line as a developed lot. So that would be completely filled in and graded appropriately.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Culp, did you have another?
Yeah, just picking up what you're saying, I have a hunch that in the wintertime, those pieces of sidewalk may probably not get plowed or pushed away, depending on if it's still be on the street.
Good point.
Because we know we own them, so who's going to be?
Listen, fair. I can't argue that. I just know this was one of the concerns that was brought up in the planning session by the council a year and a half ago, and this was the last section on that main feeder. And it's one subdivision, but I can see a lot of buses and cars cut through that subdivision while the kids are going to school there. So that's why, you know, the recommendation was put in there.
And on your point with the snowing issue, we had some of that issue around where the Green filling station parked there where the new crosswalk is, because of that, those sidewalks didn't get cleared away either. So then we have a new crosswalk that all the kids go to, but then they're jumping over snow piles, or people are letting kids out in the middle of the street when there's buses and cars going by. So that was kind of, yeah, there's a lot of that around there.
Okay, other comments? Mr. Freighters.
As someone who has two children who still attend Autumn Creek, places a racetrack, every spot where there is an opportunity for kids to leave the sidewalk area, they are essentially jumping right into traffic. And I will also tell you that the number of blind spots on those buses seem to be a little bit more crazy when people are actually wearing masks on the bus. So as someone who wouldn't like his children to be flattened, I know it's $50,000 and there's so many cool things we can do with it. But please, just finish those two empty lots to get people to their school without being smushed. Love, Dad.
Mr. Falkhoff.
If we finish these two lots, you go immediately to the north, there's two vacant lots. You go immediately to the south, there's two lots, then there's six vacant lots. We're not doing connectivity. There's no point. We're throwing bad money at it right now, basically. It's not going to fix the problem. We're talking two lots out of 46 vacant. No one's going to maintain them. No one's going to take care of them. If we're not going to do the whole thing, we're just throwing away money. We can't recapture this money because we've got nothing over Menards for the lots. So what's the point?
Is that a motion to do the whole thing? I would agree with that.
But if we're not going to do it right, why are we going to waste the money? And I understand there are safety concerns here, but we have probably a dozen other neighborhoods that have the same issue with incomplete lots. Are we going to set the precedent that we're going to start going into these vacant lots or neighborhoods and do all the sidewalks to, you know, do complete streets?
I think the two lots on the south side, I just pulled up the maps so you can see it. That would be the most cost-effective measure to just bridge that gap and be done with it.
And that's all we're proposing. I'm not proposing to do others. I'm not even suggesting to do that.
If you go to the north side, then you've got that, like, I don't know, what is that, entire length of a lot, and then you have to go north the other side.
Well, you're talking moving north on Caden.
Yes.
Across the street, there are four completed lots.
Right.
Across from that, there's three vacant lots, or three completed, one vacant, one completed, and then three on the west, two on the north, or the east side. So there's inconsistency all around. And you do the same thing on the south side, it's inconsistent, it's broken all the way across.
Because you have to cross the street, you have completed sidewalk across the street,
And then it would be then completed.
We're talking about parts, you have the hopscotch route. There's no completed road or sidewalk except for Wild Indigo Lane. That's the only lot that has a complete sidewalk looping. Everything else is piecemeal like our other partial neighborhoods.
Again, I agree. I'm not arguing about the whole subdivision. This is just a feeder street to the school. And if you go there before or after school, there are lots of buses and lots of cars. I mean, it's now I'm going to say there's dozens. I don't know that 100 might be too many, but there's dozens and dozens of cars, and there's multiple buses going in and out of that little feeder street. That's the feeder street. The whole subdivision feeds it to. Plus, I've seen where cars come from by the post office, they cut through the subdivision, and they funnel right down through there. And that's the section we're proposing. So, other comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Tarulis?
Nay.
Transier?
No.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
No.
Funkhauser?
No.
Motion fails, 4-3.
Motion fails, okay. Then we will not do a sidewalk program. Okay. Economic development report. No report? Oh, Jackie, if she's not here, there's no report. Public Safety Committee report.
No report.
No report. Admin report?
No report.
No report. Park Board. Living from the Park Board? Tim?
No report.
Okay. Planning and zoning? Christy, are you out there somewhere? There you are.
I'm here.
Anything?
No report.
Okay.
No report.
City Council report. Joel, do you have anything?
Yeah, yesterday I had the distinct honor of attending the Columbus, Ohio City Council meeting. They use WebEx, and I was pretty impressed. I mean, compared to Zoom, it was high-quality HD video. The audio was top-notch. They had a lot of commenting on the side. It streamed to YouTube simultaneously. Long mega feed. But they adopted the National Suicide Prevention and Action Month proclamation that Yorkville started back in 2017. We worked with 41 cities, bless you, in something like 19 states. Also, the Things We Don't Say IPA craft beer for mental health project is up to 180 breweries in 7 different countries, so that's going pretty well. So I would say that's it. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Other council members? Okay. City clerk report?
No report.
Community liaison reports? Okay.
Sure.
I haven't heard anything since the last meeting, so for me. Yeah, another 2 years
will be fun. Staff report. No reports.
Okay. Mayor's report continued. Now we're to the Prairie Point building update. Bart, what do we have?
Yeah, we're still working through contract details for the next phase of the design for the building. I would anticipate that either at the May 11th, although increasingly it looks more like the May 25th meeting, we'll have a contract for you to review. Of note, between now and then, I would anticipate to have a decent discussion one-on-one, especially for those of you that have expertise in construction or planning, and then a robust public discussion on what we're going to do, revolved around how we bid it out and do construction management for a general contract. So, you should anticipate a phone call from me in the near future where we can get into the nuts and bolts of why each way is better and kind of what we're thinking. We don't have a staff recommendation at this point. I need to clarify some things with the architects before we can do that. But at that point, I'm going to need some feedback before we have a public discussion. And the public discussion, could take a little bit. So that's where we're at. The vaccine clinic is still working out of the building. So they're still doing a pretty good job. There are still appointments open on Wednesday, and they have not given us any notification yet as to how much longer they expect to need the building. But as vaccinations, get unused, that date becomes closer and closer. So we'll see what happens.
Questions or comments for Bart? Okay, and finally, under Mayor's report, we're up to the budget. I'm looking for a motion to approve the ordinance approving the 21-22 fiscal year budget.
So moved.
Second, okay. There are some changes since the last meeting. Rob put together a summary and Bart put together a narrative. Do you want to talk about that, Bart?
Yes, please. So the motion does incorporate budget adjustments, 1 through 10, as they're listed in there, so everybody amends it, obviously. Budget adjustments 1 through 5, you've previously seen at the last city council meeting, involve library changes, and then shuffling of some different chargeback expenses under adjustment 5, which doesn't have an impact on the budget. So that leaves us to budget 6, and I'm going to do my best to briefly summarize these, even though they're summarized in more depth in Rob's memo. But budget adjustment 6 is basically truing up our sales tax figures to what we've observed in the past 2 or 3 months, and so resetting that base. So our fiscal year 22 dollar amount has been amended to reflect what we actually think we're going to get based on what we know about online sales and what we've observed only. So we're not making any projections for beyond fiscal year 22. We're still budgeting for 2% growth, which we think that actually could be low. We want to, you know, pile a couple more months of sales tax data on top of that before we make that decision. So we're basically just recalibrating our 5-year sales tax projections to observe and capture what has actually occurred in the past. So that's budget adjustment 6, which results in a positive fiscal impact, which we've then parlayed into the recommendation on the sidewalks and roads, which you previously discussed. Budget adjustments 7 and 8 are basically cleaning up the different benefits associated with personnel. So health insurance, life insurance, all the things that we voted on or re-voted on, we're updating those so that they are then captured for the entire 5-year period, the correct amounts for fiscal year 22. Budget adjustment 9 is the expenditure side of the road and sidewalk program that we talked about. So again, we approved the Road to Better Roads program too, so that's in there, and so the funding is included in there. And that wasn't included when we originally released the budget proposal a few weeks ago, so we're adding that in. It does also include the sidewalks for now, even though we didn't vote on the actual sidewalks yet. It's common for us, again, to put things in the budget and then vote on them later. Of note on the sidewalks, similar to Road to Better Roads, we usually ask for you to endorse the list of streets first, then we go out to bid, and then you actually have to approve the bid. So there still are two city council reviews and approvals baked into that discussion, but it's all included in the budget for your future use. And then budget adjustment 10 is our best guess and use of our ARP funds, which is the $2.55 million we expect from the federal government to be received in 2 payments in fiscal year 22 and 23. We are not doing anything with those funds other than generally putting them towards capital projects that we've already paid for in the public works facility. So we do that in a roundabout way by putting most of the funds in the sewer fund, which allows us to then decrease our transfer into the sewer fund from our non-normal sales tax funds, so that benefits the general fund. And then also, we're offsetting the parks and recreation revenue losses. So we're basically just taking that $2.55 million and just saying we're going to receive it, deposit it, and we're not doing anything with it other than putting it towards a public works facility, you know, 4 or 5 years in the future, depending on how we plan and vote on it. So there's no immediate use of those funds. We would still have to vote on that at a later date. But we thought that it was important to include it in there. You know, that way you've got you know, a better way to pay for the public works facility in the long run, which we also still have in the budget. So that's 1 through 10. Again, there's a few pages of notes in there. So if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to take them.
Okay.
So what you just mentioned about the money, does it get, does it sit in like a savings account, or does it make some kind of interest at all, or does it just sit as is?
Yeah, generally Rob has some discretion to move cash between our already approved like bank accounts and investment sources. So I'm staring into my Zoom camera and prompting Rob to answer here in a second. But I would assume that he would probably just deposit that in one of the city's main, you know, bank accounts or investment vehicles and let it sit and accrue interest,
you know, there for a few years. So, okay. Rob, do you have any other color on that you want to add?
No, that's exactly what I do. I'm targeting one of our pre-approved banks. They all interest. It's a bit low right now because interest rates are low. But yeah, we just sit there and accrue interest until we're ready to use the funds.
Okay.
Other questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
No.
Tarullis?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's end the budget discussion. Anything else, Bart?
No, that's it, thank you.
Additional business? Citizen comments? Anyone in Zoom land? Executive session. Joel, we're going to discuss minutes. I assume you don't want to join us, but you're welcome to if you want it by phone.
No, thanks.
Yes. Joel, we'll see you in a couple weeks. Thank you for attending tonight.
Bye.
Okay, we're under 8 o'clock, so we can get this out of the way for Lisa to make her happy. So, I'm looking for a motion to go into executive session for the discussion of minutes of meetings lawfully closed under Open Meetings Act, but for purpose of approval by the body of the minutes or some item to review the minutes. That was by Peterson, I think. Bless you. Was there a second? Second by Transier. Okay, this requires a roll call, please.
Koch?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Tarullis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Plocher?
Yes.
Frieders? Peterson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Excellent, thank you. Joel, thank you. So for anyone from the press, there are not going to be any items after executive session other than adjournment. So thank you all for attending tonight.